Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My name is Martin, and I've been listening to your YouTube videos since the summer, and since Halloween is coming up, I thought now would be as good a time as ever to share something personal with you. I say personal, but it didn't strictly happen to me. It happened to my dad. But as you can imagine, having something terrible happen to my dad was something I took extremely personally. I grew up in High Wycombe, a town of less than 100,000 people that sits on the northwestern edges of London. I feel like I got the best of both worlds growing up because London is only about half an hour away by train, but High Wycombe is surrounded by countryside and parks, so it's not nearly as fast-paced as life in the capital. London has quite a lot of crime, relatively speaking anyways, whereas High Wycombe is the kind of place where, if there's even so much as a burglary, the whole town is shocked. That kind of thing makes me feel lucky to have been brought up there because the violence and apathy of the big city hasn't yet permeated their way into the country. Then, back in 2018, something happened on Halloween night that made everyone think those days of innocent tranquility were over. Just like everywhere else in the UK, kids in High Wycombe are exposed to a lot of American culture via movies and TV programs. So when it comes to late October, they want to dress up, have a Halloween party, and go trick-or-treating. I say that thing about American culture because my parents were always fond of telling me that when they were kids...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There was no such thing as trick-or-treating, and everyone looked forward to bonfire night instead, which is only a few days later on, remember, the 5th of November. Anyway, so come Halloween night, there are quite a few trick-or-treaters roaming the dark, rainy streets of High Wycombe, terrorizing pensioners with demands for Haribo. But I only got a brief glimpse of them because I was headed to a Halloween get-together over at a friend's house. It was a weeknight, a Wednesday if I remember correctly, so although I couldn't stay out too late, I was 17 at the time and had sixth form in the morning, I was excited to sneak a few beers in my mate's back garden. His parents were really chill like that. As long as we didn't take the piss and get too loud, then we were fine to have a few cans. I got there at about 5 after I'd arrived home from school and changed, while my mate's parents said that we'd all have to make our way home by 11. But then, after a few hours of light drinking and hanging out, my mate's mom came out into the back garden to tell me that my mom had just been on the phone. I asked if everything was okay, and my mate's mom said they had to go home right away. I asked why, and my mate's mom said that she didn't know, only that my own mother had called her, asking to make sure that I was on my way home immediately. I remember one of my mates being like, "Uh-oh, what have you gone and done now?" And the implication being that I was in trouble somehow. I was actually convinced that was the case myself, and as I walked back home, I was racking my brain trying to figure out exactly what I'd done to warrant having my evening interrupted like that. I arrived back home, just about ready to face the music, but after unlocking the door and walking inside, things didn't go anywhere near how I expected them to. Usually speaking, if I was in trouble, the first thing that I'd hear when walking through the door is, "Andrew, me and your mom would like a word with you." And that was generally the sign that I was about to get a bollocking, and it was usually my dad who delivered that stern opening address. But that night, on Halloween night back in 2018, it was my mom who had called me into the front room, and she didn't sound angry at all. She sounded terrified. It feels weird looking back on it now because at the time, I just knew something had happened to my dad. He should have been home when I got back at around 10 p.m., but he wasn't. And then the fact that my mom seemed so upset over something, I just picked up on it right away. Before she could even say anything else, I walked into the front room and asked, "Where's Dad?" And she just replied, "Dad's in the hospital." Then she told me to sit down. I asked, "Is he going to die?" And my mom said, "No." But that something had happened that meant that he probably is going to be scarred for life. I was extremely relieved to hear that he wasn't going to die, and I had this weird feeling that whatever came next would be fine. And I know that sounds weird, maybe a little bit callous, but it was like, no matter what my mom said next, at least he's not dead. It might be some life-changing injury, but at least I'm not going to lose him. That kind of emotional whiplash definitely helped me put things into perspective. But what happened to my dad was absolutely atrocious, and something I find chillingly disturbing even nearly 6 years later. While I was at my mate's house, chilling in his back garden, quite literally with it being October, my mom and dad had been receiving a steady stream of trick-or-treaters. The majority of them came between about 6 and 7. Then as it got closer to 8 o'clock, the knocks on the door were getting fewer and further between. About 7:45, Mom and Dad got one last knock at the door. Mom said that she remembered telling my dad how they were almost out of sweets to hand out and how next year he should buy more. Dad gets up, walks to the door, then opens it up. But instead of seeing a group of kids in fancy dress calling out trick-or-treat, there's just one grown-up standing there with some kind of white ghost mask on. My dad takes one look at this bloke and says something like, "You're having a laugh, aren't you, mate?" And the bloke doesn't say anything in response. Instead, he started to unscrew a bottle of what my dad said looked like pink Lucozade. My dad said he sort of knew that it must have been some kind of prank, and he had a feeling the bloke was about to try and give him a Lucozade shower. So when he launched the liquid at my dad, he darted behind our door so that the liquid landed and hit him on the face and on the part of his foot that wasn't covered by a slipper. The guy with the bottle then legged it really fast away, and my dad said that he thought it was weird to not hear any kind of laughter or anything like that. And this is also in the age of smartphones, so my dad also expected to maybe see someone filming the whole thing from the street, but there was no one there. Some rando had literally walked up our drive, all alone, thrown Lucozade onto my dad, and then just ran off. But that confusion only lasted a few short seconds for my father, because just moments after that pink liquid touched his skin, it started to burn. Mom said that she just heard my dad suddenly yelping like he was in loads of pain, and when she ran out to see what was happening, a patch of skin on the side of his face was blistering and bleeding. Neither of them had any idea what was going on until the ambulance was on their way, at which point my dad started realizing that whatever was in that lad's bottle was not Lucozade, and that it was some kind of corrosive acid. Mom said that he was shouting at her to grab some baking soda or bleach because he thought that he could neutralize the chemical reaction, but Mom was on the phone to the ambulance when that happened, and when she asked the lady on the phone if that's what she should do, the woman gave her clear instructions not to try and neutralize it, or it might make things worse. They still didn't know what kind of substance the guy had thrown onto my dad, so until they did, they were to just wait until medical professionals had arrived before they started treatment. Dad was in agony by the time they arrived, but he still had enough about him to tell my mom to wait at home so I wouldn't arrive back to an empty house and then potentially see something on the news. We were allowed to visit him the next day before he went into surgery for a skin graft, and seeing my dad like that was really hard on both me and my mom. He was full of strong painkillers, so despite his injuries, he seemed to be feeling quite perky, and the irony wasn't lost on us that it was him telling us to stop worrying and that everything would be fine instead of us providing him with any comfort. His skin graft operation went really well, and from where the burn was on his face, you can't really tell he's even scarred unless you look really carefully in the right light. But that was only one part of the puzzle solved. The other part was why the effing hell he'd been targeted in the first place. It kills me to even have to type it out, but the police never caught who threw acid at my dad. But I think that it might have something to do with another acid attack that had happened just the previous year. Don't sue me if I get this bit wrong, because it's all from memory, but it 100% happened, and there's news articles about it out there. And if you're interested, you can read more about it. But to my memory, this is what happened. Some guy drove up from London to square up against a local guy, I think from a beef that started on social media, I guess. The Londoner then tracked the local lad down to a park and was carrying a bottle of acid when he confronted him. Now, this is the part that really sends me. The local lad, suspecting that there was acid in the bottle, basically karate kicked the bottle out of his hand as soon as he unscrewed the cap. But then the acid went flying into a woman sitting on a bench nearby, and when she realized what was happening, she was rushed to the hospital. My dad was okay. He got his skin grafted, spent about a week in hospital recovering, and then got sent home. This poor woman, on the other hand, ended up getting a skin infection which then killed her. That could have been my dad. It could have very easily have been my dad under the exact same circumstances. I don't know how the poor woman ended up with a skin infection, but she did. It seems like just the luck of the draw, almost. She lost her life because some absolute scrote decided to use acid as a weapon one day. She was rushed to hospital, operated on, all the same stuff as my father, but she lost her life and he didn't. And just writing that out makes me feel so lucky that I could cry. The woman who died was a mother of three. Her kids must have been absolutely beyond heartbroken, plus horrified that it was bloody acid and a subsequent infection that had killed their mom. Why didn't that happen to me? Why them and not us? I'm not saying I think my dad should have died or anything. No one should have to go before their time like that, especially not in such a horrible way. But the thing that really plays in my mind these days is just that, why them and not us? Another reason I was inspired to write this is the fact that another acid attack happened in London just the other day. I heard it was two schoolgirls that got it thrown on them, most likely by a boy that had been rejected after asking one of them out. I support calls for tougher sentences for acid attackers, but it also makes me think, like, how many more times is this going to happen? And in my darker moments, I don't think it'll ever stop. I have this sick feeling that acid attacks are just part of our life now. That if you piss someone off big enough, they won't just beat you up or want to fight or anything else like that. They'll just buy some acid off the internet and throw it in your face. Because with something like that, if you live the rest of your life with horrible scarring, you're considered one of the lucky ones. Because the unlucky ones, like that poor woman sitting on the bench that day, don't get to walk away with their lives intact. So rest in peace to her and to my dad. I love you, and I'm glad you're still here.
Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Halloween night. I'm 12 years old, growing up in Fontana, California. I had arranged to ride my bike over to my friend's house. We go trick-or-treating in his neighborhood, and then ride back home with my candy by 8:30. All goes to plan. I get a fat sack of minis, and I'd riding my bike back along the sidewalk. I come across this guy leaning up against the wall, lit up by a streetlight, smoking a cigarette, wearing a dark hoodie. And as you get near him, he looks at me and calls out like, "Nice costume, kid," then steps out into the sidewalk to check out my costume and ask me about it. He was being real friendly, and I was way naive. So it's not like alarm bells were going off. He then asked for some of my candy, and only then was I worried that he might actually take any of it. I would have been absolutely heartbroken if I'd gone to all that effort, only to get Jack for my candy on the way home. So I reached into my bag, pull out a few minis, and then hand them over. This seems to satisfy him, and he thanks me for asking what my costume was, my last memories of me explaining who Nightwing is. And then, the next thing I remember, I'm waking up on the concrete, and my legs hurt. I turned my hand, and then see my legs are all wrapped up in a bike frame. But I also see the same dude who stopped me pull out a knife and be like, "Give me the bike." I'm so dizzy and stuff that I had to like kick the bike away from me just so he could take it. And I realize then that I'm on the floor because the guy knocked me out somehow. I'm guessing with a sucker punch or whatever because I could taste blood in my mouth. He picks my bike up and somehow find my feet. And I know I should have been scared, but I was only so hazy that I honestly couldn't feel anything but just like a resigned numbness. The whole thing only really hit me when the guy told me to take my shoes off. I had the sick Nike Air Maxes on that were my brother's navy blue and perfect for the Nightwing costume. They weren't mine, so I told the guy no, and I couldn't give him the way because there were my big brothers. That's when the guy hit me again, and although it didn't knock me out, it definitely knocked me on my butt. Then, as I'm sitting there, fighting back tears, he actually takes them off my feet, and I'm too scared and upset and mad that I just didn't do anything about it. I just let him the whole time. I'm thinking, this guy might stab me just because. So I just couldn't fight back at all. Then he says something like, "I'll leave you with your candy though." Like he's saying I'm a good guy, really? Sure, I just knocked out a 12-year-old, but I'm a good guy at heart. It's one of the few things from my childhood slash teenage years. It actually still really bugs me to this day. And I still remember walking home in my socks like it was yesterday. My mom and dad called the cops for me as soon as I got home, but they never caught the guy to my knowledge. Sick thing is, the guy's probably still out there, thinking he was a good guy for punching a 12-year-old. But leaving him with his candy.
Animal or monster? After spending several hours setting up the spiderweb decoration in my yard for Halloween, I was feeling both pleased with myself and eager to finish the job. As I surveyed my work, I realized that some green liquid slime was the final touch to complete the spooky scene. As I scanned the yard, I thought maybe I could add more creepiness to what I had done there. I quickly consulted my mental list of Halloween decorations needed, from spooky lights to creepy jack-o'-lanterns, and remembered that Jimmy's store was the best place to get it. Thinking of completing my decorating task, I got into my car and prepared to drive the 3 miles to Jimmy's store. However, as I started the engine, I noticed the fuel gauge was dangerously low, showing only a sliver of fuel left. Knowing that my car wouldn't make it to Jimmy's and back without running out of gas, I decided to fill up my tank quickly at the gas station just a few meters away. As I drove towards the gas station, I couldn't help but feel a sense of unease. The fuel gauge in my car was about to be empty, and I didn't want to risk running out of gas before reaching my destination. I kept a careful eye on the gauge, watching as the needle crept closer and closer to empty. Finally, I spotted a gas station up ahead and breathed a sigh of relief. Pulling into the station, I noticed no other cars around. It was nighttime, and the silence added to the eerie atmosphere. I got out of my car and began filling up the tank, but I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being watched. I scanned the area looking for signs of life, but no one was in sight. The only sounds were the hum of the gas pump and the rustle of leaves in the wind. As I continued to fill up my tank, I couldn't help but feel like something was off. The minutes ticked by slowly, and the silence only grew more oppressive. It felt like an eternity before my tank was finally full. As I was about to enter my car, I noticed a small fox standing a few feet away, staring at me intently. I couldn't help but notice that she was unusually small and incredibly cute, with eyes bigger than any fox I had ever seen. I froze for a moment to take in the sight of this charming animal, but then I remembered that I had a habit of feeding stray dogs whenever I would go out, so I thought I could give her a treat too. I had some jerky treats in my car, so I took them out and threw them in her direction. The fox looked at me for a few seconds, almost as if she was about to say something, before she stepped forward, sniffed the jerky, and started eating. It was interesting that she only ate the clean ones and left the ones covered in dirt untouched. As she ate, I took out my phone and started filming her, hoping to show the video to others later. But then, something strange happened. The fox suddenly stopped eating, looked at me, and took a majestic leap inside my car. At first I was surprised, but not frightened. I thought the fox just wanted to explore my car, but as I saw the back of her head, I froze in fear. The fox had another face behind her head. It was a surreal sight that I couldn't believe my eyes. I wondered if I was hallucinating, but the second face was still there staring at me. I tried to stay calm and think rationally, but my heart was pounding and my mind was racing with questions. If someone else were to hear my account of what happened, I'm certain they'd be convinced that I was spouting nonsense, and would say something along the lines, "What in the name of Voldemort are you talking about?" But I swear on my life that what I saw was real. The fox had two faces. At first I couldn't believe my eyes. How could a creature possibly have two faces? My mind raced for a logical explanation.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And I even came up with the idea that the fox might be a product of a vanishing twin syndrome, where one twin consumes the other before birth. But as soon as I thought this, the second face disappeared before my eyes, leaving me frozen and petrified. The fox then turned towards me, and I swear its eyes were piercing through me, as if it were threatening me. I was terrified, and I felt a lump form in my throat. Suddenly, the fox leaped out of my car with the same majesty with which it had entered. Yet I couldn't help but find it creepy, as I was left shaken and disturbed. As soon as I saw the strange creature walking away, I felt my heart racing and my body tensing up. I wasted no time and quickly ran towards my car, fumbling with the keys to unlock the door. Once inside, I took a deep breath and started the engine, the sound of the car providing a small sense of safety. I glanced at the rearview mirror, making sure the creature was nowhere in sight, before stepping on the gas and speeding away, leaving the eerie scene behind. As I drove away from the gas station, I couldn't help but keep glancing in my rearview mirror, half expecting to see something lurking in the shadows. Multiple questions surged through my mind. What kind of creature was that? Was it dangerous? Should I report it to someone? I pulled out my phone to watch the video I had recorded of the fox, but what I saw made my blood run cold. The video was empty. There was no sign of the fox with two faces. It was as if the creature had never been there, or I had never filmed it. As memories of that spine-chilling creature flood my mind, I ponder the plausibility of the age-old myth about the souls of the departed returning on Halloween night, and the existence of numerous other monsters that supposedly roam the earth on that day. The mere thought of it sends shivers down my spine, and I cannot help but wonder if there is any truth to these tales.
When I was 13, my mom and dad let me go trick-or-treating for the first time without any supervision. All these years later, I can still remember how psyched I was that I was allowed out in my own for the first time. But little did I know, it would prove to be my first and last time trick-or-treating on my own. So at around 5:30, me and a few of my middle school buddies all got together and started walking from house to house. But we were faced with something of a problem. Some of the fancier houses, the ones with spookier decor, were so jammed up with kids that some had literal lines forming down the driveways. So not wanting to wait in line for our candy, we figured we'd be smart and knock on the houses that no one else was knocking at. This was not a smart idea for obvious reasons, as the house with no decorations sometimes just tell you to get lost or pretend not to be home at all. Anyway, we knock on this one house. Instead of getting some grouchy grown-ups, some kid the same age as us answers the door. We didn't recognize him from school or from hanging around the neighborhood, so we're kind of confused, like, trick or treat? All before the kid just slams the door in our face. Feeling suitably rejected, a few of us go to just walk back down the driveway, but one of my friends is like, "Nah, screw this kid," and knocks on the door again. The kid answers, and my buddy sings, "Trick or treat," before striking this dumb pose as if to be like, "Screw you." The kid then absolutely explodes and screams like, "You knock on the house again and I'll kill you," before slamming the door again. Again, most of us are like, "Dude, just let it go." But this one friend of mine is basically like, "Oh, it's on," shoves his finger into the house's doorbell and keeps it there, resulting in this long, solid burr sound. Even over the buzzer, you could hear the kid running back toward the door from the other side. Only this time, when he opens it up, he has this huge, gnarly-looking blade in his hand, like a sacrificial dagger in design, but at least the length of his forearm. As soon as we see it, we just bolt up the driveway and out into the street. But I kid you not, this kid follows us. We managed to maintain a steady distance between us as we ran, and the kid wasn't all that fast of a runner. But in all of our dumb costumes, we could run as fast as normal, so we're in serious danger of maybe tripping, falling, or just slowing down enough for this psycho knife kid to catch up to us. I think the worst part was when we saw some lady taking out the trash and we ran to her for help. She just looked at us like we were playing a prank, and then when she saw the knife, she just bolts back indoors too. I swear to God, that was the worst feeling, thinking, "My God, no one's gonna help us." I remember seeing the fastest of us, like swerving over to some house on one side of the street while we were running down. The only when I got a little closer did I realize he was bolting into an open garage. We all follow, and we manage to pull the manual door down just in time to shut out the knife kid, who then starts kicking the garage door.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This summons the homeowner into the garage, who's obviously like, "What are you doing here?" But once we explain the situation, the guy runs off to call the cops. We're still in the garage, shaking and panting, still terrified the kid is going to break into the guy's home somehow. But the next time the homeowner appeared in the garage, he had his cell phone in one hand and a gun in the other. Only then did I actually start to feel safe. Like, I'm not even a gun guy or anything like that, but I saw that thing as just, okay, the kid gets in, he's done. And in the moment, that actually calmed me down. Kinda scary that it did, but we move on. Anyways, the cops showed up pretty quick, which meant we had the pleasure of watching that stupid psycho get slammed into the pavement. Kind of a sad story in a way, because we heard the kid was super neglected by his parents and that he had a bunch of mental problems too. His parents used to leave him alone for weeks at a time because they traveled a bunch of work. Kind of like if Kevin from Home Alone had just suddenly lost his mind or something. I feel for the kid in a way, but honestly, he was lucky he didn't get shot, either by the homeowner or by the cops. We all hate that kid to this day because after that, we weren't allowed to go trick-or-treating until we were way too old for it anyway.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.